It's no secret that the relationship between Northfield and the colleges has had its ups and downs. Living in such close proximity has meant that both students and town residents have had to adapt their lives to the other. One recent example, Carleton students are to have their off-campus privileges limited next year. Several students believe this is because of residents' complaints about the behavior of students and the tax that Carleton is on the community. Other students fear that this will only serve to isolate Carleton from the Northfield community and make connection to its residents even more difficult than it is. In this program, we will discuss how students use the businesses of Northfield to connect to the town and its residents. There's the good, the bad, and everything in between. These are the perspectives of students, workers, town residents, and a mix of all of the above. And while there's a horror story for every hopeful one, everyone seems to agree that life between the town residents and the students isn't so bad. When students arrive in Northfield, they're put into a small, unfamiliar community. Most enjoy their first few days in town. They go to see the Jesse James Days Fair, grab a hoagie from Hogan Brothers, discover that Tiny's sells more tobacco than hot dogs, and buy some used clothing from Ragstock. During these first few days, students form their opinions about Northfield and what the next 4 years of their lives might be like.
It's just like a gingerbread town.
How are colleges in Kentucky?
I would say it has like a deep history that's like been insulated through isolation.
I guess I didn't really think about it either.
I mean, everything is done right up front at the counter, so you really get a lot of face time.
I'd say there are not many small towns like it.
The majority of students have realized that while Northfield is a close-knit, small community, it isn't your stereotypical small-town America. When interviewing students, they found it at first difficult to figure out what makes Northfield so different. But eventually, they came to this conclusion.
The fact that it's a college town, it's become very globalized.
The businesses of Northfield are largely what connects the students to the rest of the town. While students noticed that Northfield isn't a typical small town, they did pick up on the quirks of Northfield and its habits.
It has like a bunch of regional traditions and like, I don't know. Like, I don't participate as much in them, but like, yeah, for example, like Jesse James Day or just like weird stuff. Like, I don't know.
It is a weird town.
Now, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Students have admitted guiltily that they haven't attended or become involved enough in Northfield. But this isn't always the case. Carleton as an institution has taken measures to make sure that the students interact with the residents of Northfield.
So I went to the Northfield Middle Schools and I worked with middle school kids, like the Mexicans in the middle school, helped them with like their English and their writing, reading in English, stuff like that.
This is Boy Akinwande. He's a sophomore at Carleton, and this was how he was able to connect to the Northfield community. Boy isn't the only one, and volunteering is a big part of how Carleton students interact with the rest of Northfield. But only so many students volunteer. The one-on-one interaction between students and residents just isn't there. When workers were asked if they saw interaction between town residents and students, this was the general response.
Not so much, no.
This is Henry Kider, and his answer wasn't particularly helpful in figuring out how students and town residents interact. He works at Hogan Brothers, and has been for about a year and a half. He lives about a mile away from campus, and aside from a few friends, most of his interaction with students is mostly limited to his work. The interactions between students and town residents during the day didn't indicate that there are any problems. In fact, some workers preferred students over town residents. An Herbert's and Gerbert's delivery man asked not to be interviewed. But when asked who he preferred delivering to, he replied, quote, students. Town residents just think you're high or drunk. College kids are just happy to get their food. End quote. Now, there's bad stories about students acting up as well. There have been instances of property damage, graffiti, and vandalism. But the personal interaction between students, town residents, and workers doesn't seem to be hurt too bad. Workers generally agreed that occasionally you'll get a jerk. But it didn't really matter where the person came from. You could get somebody from Olaf that could be just as bad as a person from Carlton or a town resident. Personality mattered more than origin.
I mean, it really depends on who comes in, and it really depends on the type of people they come in with.
This is Liza Krejci. She's a senior at Carlton, and she works at Ragstock. She lives off campus, and like most other workers in downtown Northfield, she hasn't noticed any particular difference between Carlton students, Olaf students, or town residents. Generally speaking, the town and the colleges get along just fine. The pizza delivery man that was interviewed left a little bit of wisdom. He asked for the Carlton and Olaf students to leave a bigger tip. This can go beyond just leaving your pizza man an extra dollar. Perhaps there needs to be more interaction on a more personal level. Perhaps the problem isn't that there's anything in particular being done. Maybe the problem is that there isn't enough happening between the town and the colleges.
This has been a production of the Carlton CAMS Department, written, produced, and recorded by Cole Rampelmeyer.